Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. Man, a couple of days change everything. We're out here Friday really lamenting what's going on with Bryce Harper. And then he woke up. And he woke up in a spectacular way. God, was that fun watching him launch those bombs this weekend. I got to talk to the peeps that were there, Al. There's over 80,000 people total, those two games. And they saw two rockets, two towering drives. The Saturday night one was mind-boggling. We will bring on experts. Al, who better than Ben Davis? He was there doing the game with Michael Jack Schmidt. I want to know what it's like. What does it feel like to hit a ball 466 feet? What does that feel like?
Well, I wouldn't
know. When it hits the bat, what does that feel like?
Feel nothing.
Well, now, Ben's a big guy.
Yeah.
There was no Bryce Harper. He must know what it's like when you hit it just right, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then it annoyed me after that. Mike Trout hit one further. Can't stand Mike Trout. Am I alone on that?
Yeah.
Do we agree that Mike Trout is... We're all over him now.
No.
Your mic's not on. I can't tell you what you do. Rhea's not talking. I can't hear Rhea. So we got to pump her in there. I can't do a show without Rhea Hughes. Come on. Rhea, when you're up and running, let me know.
My mic was turned
down. There she goes. How you doing,
Rhea?
I am.
Hello.
How's everything today? Good?
Wonderful.
Did you get a jet ski, yo?
Not yet. I'm getting one.
Trying to talk her out of it.
Why?
Dangerous. Anyway, we got Keith Jones here today. And
they
let me tell
dangerous.
You a couple of things I can tell you about Jonesy.
Yeah.
Number one, his spin on what I consider a controversial and negative story about the Philadelphia Eagles and Chris Long.
Yeah.
Jonesy's spin will bring a smile to your face.
Ah.
He's got a whole nother angle on it. And do I have to tell you, Al, that in his own right, Keith Jones, a very successful thoroughbred horse raiser and owner.
Yeah, yeah.
All of the above, among others, was his horse.
Yeah.
He will explain to us what happens when a horse runs an entire race with no jockey.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was the coolest thing. Al, I don't care at all about horse racing.
Yeah.
But I love animals, and I love an animal that goes rogue. That animal went
rogue.
It's
like the old Three Stooges. You hold
it was great. Al, Jonesy will tell you later in this show that horses have done that. And won the race.
Many times.
But what happens? And what do you do at that point?
Oh, what do you mean?
When you're holding
you
the ticket.
The poor woman with the mic wouldn't have anybody interview.
No, I'm going to tell you, they didn't like what happened. I loved it. I am into horse racing. The other thing we will deal with today, although I didn't see it, I know you did.
What is that?
The finale of Game of Thrones. We got Jay Black coming on to tell us whether it was a good way to end it. Because, Al, the fact of the matter is, some of the fans of that epic TV program were already asking for an entire redo of the final season because they said it sucked.
Oh.
And furthermore, Rhea Hughes has found another thing that wasn't supposed to be on the screen.
Yeah.
Yes.
You saw that, Al?
The plastic bottle?
Yes.
In medieval times... They had plastic water bottles.
Of course they did.
That's
no, they did not. That's careless, Al. It tells me they weren't into the final season.
Low budget.
All that going on. Ruben Frank will be in at 7 to talk about the Chris Long retirement. I find it controversial. Ben Davis at 8. Kylie Kelce on at 8:25.
Okay.
When I made that little slip up and suggested, Al, that she was pregnant, did she know she actually was?
I don't know.
Because if she did, she should immediately move to Hollywood.
I know. What an act. Because,
Al, that was the best acting job I've ever seen.
Unreal story.
Well, we will get her story. And then at 9 o'clock, Al, Dave Spadaro will be on because did this one go under the radar? A guy that once worked on the staff of your friend Chip Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Al, his name, let me get his name right, because this guy is not a sports hero. This guy is a real hero. Keenan Lowe?
Mm-hmm.
The name rang no bells. Keenan Lowe was the guy that tackled the shooter at that school in Oregon on Friday.
Really?
Wow. He tackled him, risked his life, and saved the lives of dozens, if not hundreds. The guy I was ready with one of these, machine guns gun down the school. Geez. And a former Eagles assistant was the hero. No one even
said
much about that story, right, Rhea?
Not that I heard, not too much.
Well, Dave Spadaro knew the guy, mm-hmm. and he'll give us a little insight into this guy. Because they should be, if ever you're going to honor somebody, shouldn't it be that kind of guy?
Absolutely.
Come on. Easy. But let's go back to charisma. Our charisma. Even when Bryce Harper was struggling, you couldn't take your eyes off, could you?
Yeah, no.
Right, Al? He had that certain Q, what do they call it? The
Q rating.
Q rating.
Yes.
And that's where, like, oh, my God, there's Bryce Harper.
But he still needed someone to bust the slump.
And he did.
It was you.
Well, you could make that argument, Al. We talked to him Thursday. He didn't do that much Thursday, but it must have been a slow-reacting kind of dose.
Great interview, like a fungus. It kind of grew.
It grew like a fungus, which is common for me. And then on Saturday night, with 42,354 people in the stands, he did what we've waited two full months to see. Listen to this.
Pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, deep center field. Forget about it. Where will it land? It is gone over the batter's eye and on to Ashburn Alley. Wow.
Oh,
number 8 on the year for Bryce Harper.
What made it amazing wasn't just the distance, it was the height. It went so, I'm desperate to find people that were in that area of Ashburn Alley when the ball came down.
They're upset.
Because I could not fully follow the track of the ball once it left.
No.
The batter's eye is the green thing in front where you could see when the ball's coming in. That's so that the batter can see the ball better. It went completely over that, went way over the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it landed on Ashburn Alley and then left the ballpark?
Yeah.
Bounced up and over.
Shot.
I'm not sure. You couldn't track it after it, after it left. He headed toward Ashburn Alley. But it was a bomb. This is why. Let me try to explain why. This is worth $330 million. People will talk about that for years.
Of course.
For years.
People
that were there, the 42,000 that were there Saturday night, saw one of the most majestic home runs in the history of the Phillies. Right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm.
Now, I will, rather than be criticized later, because as you know, I'm feuding right now with Mike Trout.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I'm having a rather blood feud with him.
Yeah, does he know about it?
He, I doubt it. But he then hit one 473
it's
feet
amazing,
out
doesn't it?
That night, almost because he had the top. You know, he's making more money. He's got to go further.
He's always got to get a.
But I'll be honest with you. You look at the two home runs, Al. Is his as impressive as Harper's?
No, because it's not our home run.
You know,
that is not the reason. Because it lands in the stands.
Oh.
I mean, he hit it good, I guess, to have a lot of stands out there behind the home run thing, but it was not. Did anybody think it was more impressive? Yeah, he has 473. Oz was 466. Oz was better.
I think all ballparks should be able to hit out of. I like when they hit it out of the park.
Yeah, me too.
You're a Red Sox fan.
When you go into the thing with the kayaks there.
Yeah,
and,
the greatest thing of all, John.
Yeah, that's nice.
Once in a great while, in the olden days, not so much now, when there were more trains, guy would hit one out of the park, and it would land in one of those freight beds on the train.
That's right.
And then it would go for hundreds of miles. And they would say, that was the longest blast in baseball history.
Great.
Is that beautiful?
That's awesome.
But anyway, so you go, all right, that was cool. We won two, the first two against Colorado. That's pretty good. Colorado's a very good team. Great offense. Man, that's a relentless lineup they got there. Let's go for the sweep. And they're down 5-3. Now, I'm only going to play what Harper did, but you got to know this. Al, sixth inning, 5-3 down, one out, runner on first.
Mm-hmm.
Are you pinch hitting your best bat off the bench, JT Realmuto, or are you saving him for later?
Well, whatever Gabe goes with these days.
It was a great decision.
It was a great decision.
I'm going to tell you why it was a great decision, because Alex, that's not chalk. That's not what you normally do. You normally save that bat. You know you're going to be up again. That spot comes up again in the ninth inning at the latest. You have him for that. No. Gabe goes to Real Muto, and Real Muto corks one.
Wow.
5-5. Just like that. Then we get a base runner. Harper comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Jones, he's not going to do it again, is he?
Oh, yeah, he's going to.
Oh, yes, he is.
3-1. Swing and a high fly deep center field. Way, way back and gone to the back wall of the Phillies bullpen. Phillies take the lead. Bryce Harper has homered for the second day in a row. It's his ninth, and it's 7-5 Phillies.
Charisma. It's unbelievable. It's so cool. You know, my first reaction, Rhea, because, you know, we were at the game Thursday.
Yes.
Man, I would have loved to be there for those.
There's nothing
either
like
one of them. Either one of them. Well, 80,000 people were there, and I need to speak to them as soon as humanly possible, and I have lots of gifts, because that's what it's about, Al. That's why you spend your money. You understand? Warm, really warm. Almost hot day yesterday, right? Let's go to the ballpark. 38,000 went. Saturday night, 42,000 went.
Yeah.
Let's see Bryce Harper do something great, right? Isn't that what you're there for?
Well, you saw the kid with the cell phone, the things that you hate, taking that picture. It was like, he was so excited.
Yeah, I saw that. That annoyed me.
Well,
because he was super thrilled that he had it on tape.
Yeah.
So did I. Well, I was watching the game.
Yeah, but he's on it now.
I had it on tape, too. It's always on tape. They're televising the game, stupid. Put the phone down and watch him at the home run.
There's so many
people doing it
at the same time.
When you look at the replay of the home run, there's cameras everywhere.
I'm sorry. It was great. And Al, nothing Bryce said was memorable afterwards. He's very straightforward guy. But Gabe Kapler came up big for us. He explained the mystique of Bryce Harper.
We all knew this kind of performance was coming. He stays very consistent with his work habits, and he stays consistent with his star power. He never loses that. He has the ability to transcend the game when he's on. He's just so captivating and so charismatic, and the work that he does to get back to where he got today is notable. Doesn't happen by accident. He just doesn't wake up and rake. He puts a lot of work into it.
I love the word captivating.
Captivating.
When did a manager on this show ever use the word captivating? And yet it's a great word. Jonesy, in your long career in the NHL, were you ever called captivating?
I was captive. Whenever I went to the penalty box, I was held captive for a few minutes. But that's as close as I got.
Even you've been in broadcasting for 20 years. Have you ever used the term captivated?
I have not, and I have never been.
All right, but listen to me. I need you to work it in before the NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
I'm going to get in for Berube tomorrow.
Get it in for Berube.
He has been captivated.
He's been captivated. Josie, very happy. His friend is one game away from the Stanley Cup Finals.
Man, he better get
it done now. Thank you, Ron Hextall. Man, were you a brilliant GM. Anyway, Al, here's what we're doing today. All right? I had to get that in. Al, you would pay money to see Bryce Harper, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why they got him here.
We have in the past, we have done a contest.
Yeah.
Who would you pay to see today? And there's a lot of good ones. Then we went, no, how about who would you pay to see ever? Ever?
That's good.
So we're opening it up, Al. Think of all the great. Remember now, these are not just great players. These are people who are captivating, who have charisma. Right, that's another good word. He has the Q. Would you call it the Q rating?
Yes,
he has a high Q rating.
Baseball's had a lot of those guys, but some of them turned out to be not.
I have six prizes to give away today, including Al, a Lane Johnson Eagles jersey. I got a Rita's Water Ice. I got Hootie and the Blowfish. You got front row tickets to a big event coming up involving a megastar in Philadelphia. I got a 4-pack of Conker. I got 6 tickets. All you need to do, past or present. Who would you pay money to see? Who would you say, yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's $100 and it's worth it. I would pay $100 to see that. For example, right now, and I know he won't win, so I'll use this name. You're watching the NBA Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes. Yep.
Kawhi Leonard.
Huh.
Would you pay to see that guy play?
Oh, man.
Did you see him last night?
It was unbelievable.
Kawhi Leonard. Now,
he was hurt too, man.
I don't want to get off the topic, I am done hearing he's going to the Clippers.
Yeah.
He's coming here. Yeah. I got a coach who coached him for two damn years. Brett Brown, now that we're stuck with you for another year, why don't you go out and recruit the guy you know so well? Tell him, Jonesy.
That would change everything.
Well, we're going after him today, too.
He's an awesome player.
Got a good list today. 888-729-9494. Who would you pay to see? Because I would pay to see Bryce Harper. I did on Thursday. And I got nothing for my money. You think the guy could have hit a home run in the 2.5 innings I was there? Is that asking too much, Jose?
You motivated him.
He had two at bats while I was there. No homer.
Well, he saw you leave, and then he got upset, so he said, "I'll do it the next day."
You know what do I have to do? Stay 4 or 5 innings?
Yep.
Is that what I have to do?
New rules.
Seems so unfair. 888-729-9494 #9494 on your AT&T of Verizon cell phones. We got later in the hour the Chris Long situation, and we got the riderless horse. Jonesy's got great stuff on what happens when a horse has no jockey. Sometimes, Al, it works out better for him. WIP Sports Time, 6:15.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.